Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. Wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, each individual will know his own profession. Each individual will understand his own profession. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given skills to each individual. And when these skills are combined, then mashallah, there is great contribution given to the society. And so every person, mashallah, in his own profession, what he is qualified for, he will be a master and an expert in that field. Just to give you a few examples so that we understand and we can progress slowly into the topic. For an example, a pilot knows what his duty is, what is his job description, and he will want to sit in the front section of the plane. He will have his seat reserved. He is right in the front. And if that pilot decides to sit with you in the economy class, then read Surah Yasin. So he knows his duty as a pilot, that his responsibility, bi-iznillah, it is not the pilot who does anything, but we are talking as asbab. His responsibility is to take the passengers from one destination to another destination with safety, with afiyat, bi-iznillah. So that is his job description, that is his duty, and he gets paid for that. The head of state, the prime minister, the presidents of different countries, they know their responsibility. Politicians, that they have to make sure that the country is running properly in the right way. The right individuals are selected that form part of their government so that the country is running good and well. MPs have a duty. The doctors will understand their responsibility, what they have to do. The nurses have a responsibility. In fact, even the laborers at a construction site are very important people. Your brickies, the people who are going to make a straight wall for you. The builders. And so everyone knows their duty, and When the skills are combined, mashallah, you will see that alhamdulillah, there is progress in that society, in that community. So when you have professionals, you have the elite, you have the best of all individuals, and they know everything what to do. MashaAllah. Then what happens? Alhamdulillah, you will see good results. If they are good teachers, good professors, good individuals around you. Very important. And so now a very important question that I'm going to put forward to all of you, for us to understand and for us to have an answer. What is the job description given to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam? What is the job description, the duty, the responsibility, the title that is given to him? Anything that you choose. What is his duty? What is his role? What is he to do, mashallah, as he comes in this dunya? A very, very important question. And alhamdulillah, you know, we have to understand the basics. And if we know the basics, inshallah, then the foundation will stand. And this is clearly answered in the Quran, very clearly, in beautiful, simple words, in Surah A'raf. What is the maqsad for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam to come in this dunya? You will be quite surprised that there are people in this dunya who don't even know their own purpose to be here. Why are they here? They don't know. And they will give you answers which is, of course, incorrect. To be successful, to have this in life, to be rich, to be wealthy, to be healthy, and all sorts of answers. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a very simple answer. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Every insan that is created has been created for a purpose, and that is for him to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For him to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and no one else. So khair, what is the purpose? Why did Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to this dunya? Umar Farooq is looking at me and he was pointing at me that you also have a job to do. And my job is imamat. What is it? Imamat. So basically the imam has to lead the congregation. He has to lead the congregation. And it's much more than that. It's much more than just leading the 5 minutes prayer. Believe me. And without any, you know, people have their own, you know, you might have a secretary, you might have that person, this person. No, that's not the case. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, why did he come? Before we answer this very important question, let us first understand the personality of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We are not talking about any other Nabi, remember. When I say Nabi, I am talking only about our Nabi. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because that is the topic. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is a Nabi. What is the title given to him? A Nabi or a Rasul. You can have hundreds of doctors. You can have thousands of pilots. You can have millions of accountants. And there are so many people with different professions. But the title given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is a Rasul and that he is a Nabi, is given to no one else but only him. That you have to understand, my respected brothers. Only that one Nabi. You can't have also another Nabi here, another Nabi there, another Nabi this side. It doesn't work that way. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was very unique about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that he is Khatamun Nabiyyin. So the nabuwat and the responsibility given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that exclusively he is the only prophet and messenger of the time. Nobody else. He is Khatamun Nabiyyin. Why I am saying that, my respected brothers? Because previously you will see that a Nabi that came in this dunya, he was also a Nabi, but there was also a possibility that there were other prophets elsewhere. Other Nabi and other messengers elsewhere. And sometimes individuals that were closely related to a Nabi, they stayed with the Nabi of the time and later on they were given Nabuwat. So for an example, Musa alayhi salam, Harun alayhi salam, both brothers together. Both of them went to Fir'aun. But the Nabi of the time, who was who? Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. And after Musa alayhi salam, Nabuwat extended to his brother Harun alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, even the khadim of Musa alayhi salam, Yusha bin Noon, he became also a Nabi. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is a Nabi. Zakariya alayhi salam is also a Nabi. Both. They meet, they are together. And, sorry, Yahya alayhi salam. Hazrat Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is the Nabi of the time. His two sons, Ismail alayhi salam and Hazrat Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. They are also related to the Nabuwat in a sense that after the Nabi, they also became messengers. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, exclusively this honor was given to him, that he is completely alone in his Nabuwat. And at that time there is no one in the world who is a Nabi but only him. After Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the only Nabi that comes is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This we need to understand. This is his maqam and this is his status. A great status that is given to him. That is why khatme nabuwat, khatamu nabiyyin is part of iman. It is part of iman. So that is why when it comes to the ahlu sunnah wal jama'at, everyone is ahlu sunnah wal jama'at. If you have the right aqeedah, whether you're a Hanafi, whether you're a Shafi, whether you're a Maliki, whether you're a Hanbali, anyone. But you will find that there is discrepancy when it comes to Khatme Nabuwat and Khatamun Nabiyyin in the Shia Rafzi concept. The Shia Rafzi concept. And so that is why that is completely different. And It is not ikhtilaf or some kind of a dispute only in masla, masail, where you say Hanfi, Maliki, Shafi'i, and we follow the Ja'fari sect. It's not that. The ikhtilaf is in fundamental beliefs. The ikhtilaf is in fundamental beliefs. So what they say, after Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, the imams, one after another. So all of these imams that came were better than all the prophets that Allah has sent except for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you understand that, my respected brothers? I'm not here to create any kind of fitna. I am here to educate the masses. What is it? My duty is to educate the masses. So you know who you are. A person is free to do whatever he wants. But you have to understand this. So their imams are higher in position than Musa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, only except for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they share the same honor as a Nabi. A Nabi is ma'asum, so their imams are also ma'asum. That is why we don't class them as people of the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'at or people of Iman because of these, you know, very diabolical aqaid that they have. And the same thing also with Qadianis. Qadiani have taken Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani, one person. But they have taken an entire group of imams. All the imams. And the final imam is nowhere to be seen. The one who will come with the original Quran, they say. Allah save us.
Amen.
So anyway, so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is a Nabi, he is a Rasul, and he is such a Nabi and a Rasul that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his decree, in his divine knowledge, he knows Allah blessed him with children, but even the children passed away in their youth. And he is completely alone. There is no one that shares this platform with him. So he is a Rasul and he is a Nabi of Allah. And what kind of a Rasul and a Nabi is he? That he is the only Nabi entitled as Khatamun Nabi. And another very important feature of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for us to understand. Every Nabi that came previously, a Nabi would come to a specific group of people, to a nation, to a tribe. To a nation or to a tribe. So for an example, Jesus, Isa alayhi salam. He was not interested, he is not supposed to be interested in anyone who was a non-Jew, a Gentile. A non-Jew, a Gentile. Because he was sent as a Nabi only to Banu Israel. Clearly that is mentioned in the Quran, that is mentioned in the scriptures. And many of the prophets that came before him amongst the Banu Israel, their duty was only to a particular group of people, a community and a nation. However, this does not mean that Allah did not send another Nabi somewhere in North America or in the Amazon jungle or South America or somewhere. The Quran says, وَلِكُلِّ قَوْمٍ هَادٍ. What does the Quran say? Wali kulli, and for every qawm, wali kulli qawmin, and for every qawm, that means every community, Allah by His infinite mercy has sent a had. What is had? Hadin in Arabic means hidayat dene wala. Had means hidayat dene wala, referring to a Nabi. Although we may not know of his name, but Allah out of his infinite mercy has sent someone who is representing the message of Tawheed to every community, that you can only worship one God, and that is Allah. However, Allah has mentioned in the Quran the main messengers, the prophets that have come. The main Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. And so you will find that a Nabi that came, he is directed only to one group of people. But for Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his nabuwat is not restricted to any geographical location or to any group of people. He was not just sent to the Arabs. And he is not a Nabi of the Arabs only. Vertically, horizontally, upwards, downwards, across, subhanallah, such is his nabuwat that there are no borders and there are no boundaries and there are no regions that restrict Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Everyone might require a passport, you know, and for a person to cross, you know, the UK border agency and immigration that takes place. Recently we've heard of the dispute between the French fishermen and the Brits. And everyone wants to protect their border and everything. But a Rasul and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam exclusively, and the only Nabi that he comes for Mashriq and Maghrib. He is a Nabi for Mashriq and Maghrib. Everyone in Europe, all the Europeans, have to take him to be a Nabi. All the Russians have to take him to be a Nabi. All the people in the African continent have to take him to be a Nabi. All the people living towards this side, America, have to take him to be a Nabi. The southern part, South America, and all the countries that are there. Every child that is born from the time Nabuwat is given to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam until the day of Qiyamah, white, brown, yellow, black, any skin color, male, female, anyone has to bring iman upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the status of our Nabi. So we have to understand this. So much so, my respected brothers, that every creation of Allah has testified to the nabuwat, to the messengership of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, including the animals. Even the animals know that the Nabi of the time is who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The malaika also testify, Nabi of the time is who? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The jinns also have to bring iman upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In fact, the scholars have said so much that if there is life anywhere else, then even the nabuwat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam will extend there, and they have to bring iman upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is the maqam and that is the status of Hazrat Nabiye Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now imagine, my respected brothers and elders, how fortunate we are that Allah has granted us iman. And not just iman, we are the followers of this universal Nabi. We are the followers of this universal Nabi, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so what is the purpose, what is the maqsad, and why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam came in this dunya? Subhanallah, one ayat of the Quran, Surah A'raf, verse number 158. Wahan par aap dekh le, And here is a declaration in the Quran. And Allah is telling His Nabi for him to make this announcement. So that people understand you are not like Moses who was sent to Banu Israel. You are not like Jesus who was sent to Banu Israel. You are not like the other messengers that came. Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. You are a Nabi and your message is universal. Your message is universal. That is why you see, mashallah, Islam is spread all across. You fall down somewhere with a parachute, you will find a Muslim, inshallah ta'ala. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ, make this announcement, say, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O humanity. Allah's Nabi is making an announcement. قُلْ, O Nabi, say, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ. Remember here he didn't say, O people of Iman. What did he say? يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ, O humanity, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا. Allah has sent me as His Rasul, as His Messenger to every one of you. Jami'ah. Baat samme aaye? Qul ya ayyuha an-nas inni rasulullah ilaykum jami'ah. Every one of you. So I am a Nabi for every group of people. Everyone. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the verse explaining that he has been appointed by Allah. And who is Allah? Alladhi lahu mulku samawati wal ard. Only to Him belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. Who made Rasulullah Nabi? Allah. He is the Rasul for everyone. And He has been appointed as a Rasul by who? الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. The one who has the complete authority, the kingdom of the heavens and the earth belong to Him. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. And none is worthy of worship except for Him. And who is Allah? يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. Allah is the one who gives you life and Allah is the one who gives you death. And then Allah's Nabi is saying in this verse of the Quran, so what is the duty for everyone when I am the Nabi of Allah? فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّيِّ الَّذِي. Bring iman upon Allah and His Rasul. So what is the duty of everyone in this dunya? Everyone should become a Muslim. What is it? In reality, the maqsad is that every insan should be a Muslim. Because he is the only Nabi of the time. So he is saying, Allah's message is, فَآمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ النَّبِيِّ الْأُمِّي. And look how Allah describes him, that bring iman upon Allah and His Rasul, and the Nabi who is Ummi. And the Nabi who is Ummi. Allah has titled this Rasul as Ummi. What does Ummi mean? Unlettered. The one who has not been educated anywhere in the madrasa or any school. He is an Ummi. Why has Allah titled him as Ummi? So that insan should think someone who has no teacher, who has no background of any form of education, someone who cannot read and someone who cannot write, is producing in front of you this magnificent Quran of 30 paras, 114 chapters. And that is on one side. And his speech, which is hadith, that is compiled on the other side, and you cannot find a single mistake, whether it is the Quran or the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then is this not a clear sign for you that without a doubt, he is aided, he is assisted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that he is the Nabi of Allah. Otherwise a person could have said, oh, you know what, he got education from this university in Makkah, and Allah's Nabi had so and so influenced by those individuals, but that was never the case of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he is an ummi. يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَكَلِمَاتِهِ He brings iman upon Allah and also the Nabi that came before him and the books that were revealed. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ And this is a very important verse. And you are to follow him your entire life. What is it? Who are you to follow? You are to follow your Nabi your entire life. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ So you are rightly guided. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said in another hadith, sadly, referring to his own ummah, that there will be many people also in my ummah that will want to follow the Yahud and the Nasara. The Yahud and the Nasara. The Yahud and the Nasara means the Western society, the Western world. Span by span. And they will follow them. Even if they were to put their heads down in the ground, in a hole, we will want to follow them. If they are doing it, we want to do it. If they are doing it, we want to do it. We see this. We are influenced of the fashion culture of the people that are around us. People who don't understand nothing. But we are influenced by them. And we don't even realize. And the Quran is saying, if you want the real guidance for your whole life, you have to follow this Nabi. وَاتَّبِعُوهُ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ So you are rightly guided. In this ayat-e kareema at the end, a very important message has been mentioned, my respected brothers. Bas tawajjuh se aap sunay. Number one, a Rasul that comes in this dunya basically is to connect all of humanity to Allah. What is the purpose? In simple words, a Nabi comes to connect all of humanity to Allah. That is the purpose, that is the maqsad he comes in this dunya. Now, it is very important for a person to remain with that hidayat, with that guidance, and that will only come when you follow this Nabi. And when you follow this Nabi, the guidance will be with you all the time. What it means, that you will die with iman. What does it mean? You will die with iman. So the most important duty that is given to us when we follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to follow his teachings, the barakat will be that we die with iman. That is the maqsad. That is why we are all sitting here. That is the fikr that we have. That we keep this hidayat, that we follow this Nabi, so we die with iman. Now, I was reading this kitab, and Shaykh Uthaymeen, Rahmatullah Alayh, one of the grand scholars of Saudi Arabia, and a lot of the fatawas were given by him, Shaykh Uthaymeen, Rahmatullah Alayh, and he mentioned something really amazing, subhanallah, something very, very beautiful. And in his lecture he said that people think of Husne Khatima, that to die in this dunya in the best way would mean to die in sajda. What does it mean? To die in sajda. What a beautiful death. Can you imagine to die in sajda? Or to die in a ruku, whilst you're doing a ruku, or to die in your salah, or to die in the Maidan of Arafat, or to die reciting the Quran, or to die doing something good, fasting for an example. So Shaykh Uthaymeen is saying that we think that this is, you know, the most noble death and the best way to depart. But he said, Alhamdulillah, to die in this manner is also very, very good, no doubt. But Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not pass away in sajda. He did not pass away in ruku. He did not pass away fasting. He passed away in his room where he was resting. How did he pass away? In his room where he is resting. The greatest human being, the best of the best, he passed away in his room. After him, the best, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, how did he pass away, Umar Sahab? In his room. MashaAllah. Also in his room. The best general in Islam. Who is the best general? Bole bhai. Khalid bin Walid. We've talked about this great lion. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Subhanallah. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid. Every part of his body has got a wound, a deep wound. Every part of his body, which I, Allahu Akbar. And the best Muslim general, how does he pass away? In his room, not in the battlefield. So Sheikh Uthaymeen is saying, by Husne Khatima, we have not understood. What is the best death? What is the meaning of best death? This is where you get our scholars, subhanallah, their wisdom, their understanding, how they talk, our akabir. And he said, Sheikh Uthaymeen says that the best death means that you die in this dunya free from shirk. What is it? Free from shirk. Whether you die in Africa, whether you die in the jungle, whether you die in the hospital, whether you die whilst driving a car, whether you die somewhere where you went for a holiday, wherever. But the best death is that you die in such a way that you don't do shirk in your life. And he goes on to say the best death is that you die in such a way that you have not done bid'ah in your life. People today are doing bid'ah. Look at the bid'ah they do. And the best death is that you die free from hypocrisy. And the best death is the death of that person, even if he does not read the kalima. You know, we say, MashaAllah, itlu haru mot aivu molisa. Kyu aivu mot? Kalma pari ne gyo. What do we say? MashaAllah. So by a person who does not read kalma, is that not a right good death or what? No. But if Allah gave him to read the tawfiq to read kalma, alhamdulillah, but don't think that somehow this person is inferior, not at all. The best death is that person who prays 5 times a day. Can you imagine you are praying 5 times a day? That means all of your days are covered. Whenever you die, if you die when you are sleeping, that means you read your Isha. And if you die before Zohar, it means you read your Fajr. And if you die before Asr, it means you read your Zohar. And if you die before Maghrib, it means you read your Asr. And if you die before Isha, it means you read your Maghrib. That is the best death. And the best death is of that person who his entire life made amal on the Sunnah. Made amal on the Sunnah. So basically, the one who is muttaqi, the one who has fulfilled the duty as a Muslim, however he dies, that is the best form of death. So we should not feel, you know, that, oh Allah, you know, what kind of a death is this? I am dying here. No, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the best of the best human beings passed away also in a bed, so that those people who pass away in a simple way, they should not feel anything in their heart. Because even Allah's Nabi passed away in a very simple way. And then also, my respected brothers and elders, just to conclude, how important this message is, that we have to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam all our life for us to be guided. Allah is saying, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. You are guided not because you are qualified from a university, You are guided not because you are a professional individual. You will only be guided. One is the qualification and the knowledge and the guidance of this dunya. That is only of this dunya. But the real guidance, the Quran is saying, وَاتَّبِعُوهُ. When you follow my Nabi, the real guidance will be given to you. The real guidance will be given to you. Allahu Akbar. Hakimul Ummat, Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi's Khalifa, Hazrat Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib, who used to live in Jalalabad. Allah gave him Jannatul Firdaus. A grand scholar, Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib. Maulana Masihullah Khan Sahib writes in his kitab, and he said that once someone came and said that, you know, I saw my husband who passed away, that he is in great pain in Alame Barzakh, in the grave. That he's finding it very difficult in the grave. And so she didn't actually describe everything, but she said there's a lot of pain. My husband is suffering in the grave. And she only came after seeing this dream so many times. And then she didn't know what to do, so what she decided, the husband that passed away, from that husband, she had a baby, a child, a young child. Now, of course, in Jalalabad, in India, in that part of the world, there are madrasas everywhere. That is why I say, my respected brothers, madrasa is such a ni'mah. You know, when we come out of Maghrib Salah, and when you're walking downstairs in the rooms, and when you see classes of Muslim children praying, and when you go outside and you see parents dropping their children, such a rahmat, such a sukoon. You're so happy. MashaAllah, you know, parents, subhanAllah, you know, are working so hard, MashaAllah. I was told that some parents came from Peterborough in the morning just to drop off their children in the Darul Uloom every day. Kitni kurbani, Peterborough. Hamara bachcha kuch ban jaye, insaan ban jaye. Insaan banna bada mushkil kaam hai. And so anyway, this child, the wife decided, let me send him to the madrasa. So when he went to the madrasa, it was the first day, the Mauli Sahab said, what do I teach him? So anyway, he says, acha beta, read, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Bolo. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. So for the first day, he just said to the child, just learn Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And this woman says, after sending my child to the madrasa, that very night I saw a dream that my husband is happy and laughing and saying, now I am in Jannat. So she said, you were suffering, now you are in Jannat. What happened? And so he said, yes. You see, children are sadqai jariya. What are they? Children are sadqai jariya. And we have also adopted this trend, you know, one child, one boy, one girl. Fir dukhi honge. One boy, one girl mein dukhi honge. Anyway, so what happened is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the angels that this nabalig boy, who is not even mature, has taken my name. And he said, I start in the name of Allah. And this young boy is saying that my Allah is Rahman and He is Rahim. There is no one more merciful than Him. Then how can I punish his father? And he said to the angels, move him from there and put him in Jannat. One Bismillah gave him Jannah. One Bismillah. Imagine a hafiz of the Quran. Soche hafiz of the Quran. When you have all the ayats of the Quran in your heart. Imagine that, my respected brothers. Today we don't value our madrasa, our madaris. But look at that. One Bismillah. And this is the power of the Quran. This is hidayat, that we die with iman, and we will only die with iman if we stop following and we stop taking pride from these foolish people that are out there. How? Arey bhai, inke chehre ko dekhe to koi thikana nahi hai. Kya? You know, when you look at their faces, you can tell that this man is lost or this woman is lost. They don't even know. And you know, when you have a face like that, you are lost. They think that is fashion. Pagal. That is fashion. Pagal. When we have to follow our Nabi, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there is one amazing hadith in Mirqat, Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned. And this is what we have to do, my respected brothers. Man qala la ilaha illallah sab'eena alfan, ghufira lahu. Allah's Nabi said, the one who has read the kalima in his lifetime 70,000 times, Allah will do his maghfirat. In fact, Allah's Nabi, he loves his ummah so much, that he said, وَمَنْ قِيلَ لَهُ غُفِرَ لَهُ. If you read it on behalf of somebody, Allah will also forgive him. What is 70,000 times that for you to read, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And after a few times saying, La ilaha illallah, then you must say, Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha. Allah's Nabi said, Afdhalu dhikri, the best zikr, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, the best zikr. Best zikr you can do, La ilaha illallah. Ibn al-Arabi, rahmatullah alayhi, says, a young boy came to me and said, Hazrat, I saw a dream that my mom is not in a good state in her grave. So Ibn al-Arabi says that when he said this to me, I have in my account for myself many tasbihat of 70,000. How many? In my account I keep a lot of 70,000 tasbihats, you know. We keep 70,000 pounds. 140,000 pound ho gaye now, mashallah. This is how much we have. But they keep in their account 70,000 tasbihah. So Ibn al-Arabi says, I made an intention, bichara, this young man came to me pleading for the mother. Subhanallah. Allah kare that the children today have respect for their mother and father. My young friends, you will cry when your mother and father is not there. You don't know what it means to have a mother and father. Wallahi. And so anyway, Ibn al-Arabi made an intention and he says, Ya Allah, my 70,000 I am doing isale sawab to this young boy's mother. So Ibn al-Arabi said to him, young man, don't worry, I'll make dua, go. So anyway, he went. And after a few days, this young man came and he started laughing and smiling. He says, Hazrat, I don't know, but my mother said to me, go and thank Ibn al-Arabi for his 70,000 la ilaha illallah given to me. Allah has done my maghfirat. This is the power, my respected brothers. This is the power of tasbih. Today we don't have time to do tasbih. We don't have time to even say la ilaha illallah. We have time with mobile phone. Mobile phone. Bas pagal ki tarah yun karte. Bas yun. Pagal. We've become zombies and crazy people. Wallahi. When are we going to stop? When are we going to learn? When are we going to understand that this mobile phone we need to use only at the time of necessity? Enjoy your life, man. Sit with your family members. Talk with your mom and dad. Enjoy the life. Go out. Go for a walk. Look at your garden. Contribute. Kabhi football khelo, koi achha kaam karo. Zarurat par tumne tumhari technology ko istemal karna hai. And Allah's Nabi said, Jaddidu imanakum. Energize your iman. Renew your iman. Hazrat Abu Huraira is the Ravi, Musnad Ahmad. Kaifa nujaddidu imanana? How are we going to renew our iman, O Nabi of Allah? Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Akthiru min qawli la ilaha illallah. Continue saying, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. When we get into this rhythm of saying La ilaha illallah, at the time of death we will say La ilaha illallah. So my respected brothers and elders, Allah give us the tawfiq, the maqam and the status of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he is khatamun nabiyyin, and that he is the elite and the nabi, and such a nabi that there has been no nabi. Allah sent this nabi in such a manner that there was a gap of centuries. What was it? Someone might say, oh, he came after 10 years, he came after 20 years, Allah's Nabi came after 2 generations, 3 generations. No, 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 no. Allah's Nabi came after centuries, after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And like there is La ilaha illallah, and Allah is only one. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is only one in his risalat. And there are no borders and boundaries and regions and restrictions for the nabuwat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. A man living in Iceland, if he wants to go to Jannat, he has to accept the risalat. And a man living in the desert has to accept the risalat. Any human being, najat will only be that you testify also Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the Nabi. And this is the power of Iman. And we are told in the Quran we should do ittiba. So my respected brothers, alhamdulillah, follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we will have sukoon in our lives. Allah give us all the tawfiq. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.